Okay, everybody, here we go. It's me, Gregory Manorino, Tuesday, December 5th, 2023, pre-market report. Let's start off with this. How about pondering for just a moment the prospect of war with China? This is something I believe we should expect to occur. Why? Why would that happen? Let's basically think for a moment. Our economy here in the United States is in free fall. The Chinese economy, same thing. As a matter of fact, the global economy is in free fall. It's at times like these when especially you should expect war. Now, you and I realize the mechanism here. At least I hope you do. War seems to be the way that so-called governments get themselves out of economic depressions, recessions, and whatever else they want to throw at us. So I sincerely believe you should expect this. When? Who freaking knows? But I can tell you this too. In the event that this does happen, what would be the reaction of the stock market? Initially, you would get a fall, which would be followed by a very strong, powerful rebound, and of course, new record highs across the board. War fuels the economic engine with blood and guts. That's pretty much the way it works. So I want you to start thinking along those lines here. This Ukraine war, this Israeli war, it's not enough. All right. You also understand the mechanism here of cash being pulled into the now and how no other endeavor on this earth generates more cash in terms of borrowed dollars into the system than war, okay? Now, we all understand, and I hope you do, that this mechanism must be vastly increased moving forward, can't stop. If for example, let's say, and we all know this is going to happen, Congress is going to approve some kind of a blank check to fund the war in Israel. And of course, Ukraine is going to get more cash as well. Forget about this next $61 billion on top of the $111 billion. It's just another installment on many, many more. And so you should expect war to expand. You should expect war to grow. And you should fully expect a direct military conflict with China as well. Just to put this into perspective for you. This is bullish pretty much across the board. You would see bond yields drop. I would imagine you would obviously see the stock market do its thing as well. You could probably see or would probably see a substantial move higher with commodities as well. Again, it fuels the economic engine with our blood and guts, of course. And it's always the same mechanism. It just won't stop. You know, I wanted to bring something else up. Yesterday, we found out that factory orders here in the United States, I mean, no surprise to a single one of you that follow this blog. Let's just get that out here, okay? Factory orders here in the United States continue to crater manufacturing, factory activity. It's just done. And to me, when I heard that economic news yesterday, I mean, I hate to say it, but I laughed because, again, this goes completely against the narrative that they're floating out every day. Oh, our economy's strong. It's liquid. We're booming. We're doing great. It's just, you know, I don't know how they justify this, the mainstream propaganda ministry who tells you one thing and that, you know, a minute later tells you how bad everything is. That things couldn't be worse. That's the truth. But this to me, looks like the final straw with regard to the Federal Reserve, what they're going to do moving into 24. Okay, I've been talking a lot about what they're going to do next year. You can expect massive, massive amounts of money printing. Debts and deficits to skyrocket beyond anyone's wildest dreams. You should expect war to expand, possibly a war directly with China as well. Federal Reserve is going to be cutting rates. That was really what, when I got, when I got the news about the factory orders here falling to the lowest level since COVID, I said, that's it. That's the final straw. The Fed will be cutting rates moving forward. It doesn't matter. They already got the consumer. The consumer's done. All right. The Fed has fulfilled their mission here to destroy the consumer. They got them by the throat and by the gonads as well. I think I can say that word out here. There's nothing else that needs to be done there. And you could already see what's happening with debt, personal debts, household debt, consumer debt, all these defaults across the board. No deposits, no loans, no deals. The banks are in all kinds of trouble. And the trouble for the banks is about to get a lot worse with regard to the commercial real estate nightmare. It's a nightmare that's going to unfold. It's going to affect China. It's going to affect the United States. It's going to affect the world. And that will probably propel the world into war as well. The world is a stage, and it's being set up right now beyond any shadow of any doubt to propagate more war, more death, more pain, more suffering. And of course, it's always the same story. Anyway, with that, if you recall, I hope you watched the video that I did yesterday, my live stream, I explained that I believe we're going to see a lot more volatility in the market. And I mean across the board. This market is, again, it's overdue for something, although, again, it's not due for anything. You all know that. But this market has gone straight up now since, for 2 months. And it's quite a phenomenon as the bad economic news keeps tumbling in. Now, yesterday was interesting. Although we got this abysmal news on factory orders, the market didn't put on any gains. We actually watched the 10-year yield come up slightly. And the dollar as well. But this morning, this is reversed. The 10-year yield is lower than yesterday's close. And the dollar is about flat here. So, but with that said, I expect to see volatility in the stocks. I expect to see volatility in commodities as well. Probably volatility with regard to the bond market. Risk in this market is... I'm not going to say we're in a sweet spot because we're not by any means. But if they can manage, again, to keep the 10-year yield suppressed, weaken the dollar on a relative strength basis, so you tell me where the stock market's going. You don't need to be a rocket scientist. But again, some kind of a pullback, it has to occur. It has to occur here. Maybe right now. We might have started seeing this already yesterday. I mean, this is overdue in my view. I hate to say that, but I think it is. Some kind of profit taking. And then you got this fear of missing out with regard to cryptocurrencies and possibly even gold hitting an all-time high recently. I would expect to see pullbacks here as well, people. That's just the way the market works. And I think all of you that follow this blog are very keenly aware of how it works and why things are what they are. But what can you take away from this video? All right, if we understand, you and I mean, you know, if you don't see what's going on with the economy here in the United States and around the world, then you're absolutely blind, okay? And that means the worse off the economy is, the more likely it is that the stock market is going to go higher in this environment. The market is betting on more easy money, and it's going to get it, all right? Who does the market support mostly? The 1 and the 2 percenters. That's it. Sure, a lot of average people have some money in the market. They dabble in it here, and they love to see those 401k plans or their investment plans making money. But the real cash is always pushed upward to the 1 and 2 percenters, and the market is the number one way it happens. Again, there's no such thing as trickle down. Another fable that we've all been sold, okay? It doesn't work that way. Although, again, what would you expect from the propaganda ministry? They're going to tell you the truth ever? How about no? So anyway, start paying attention to the issues with the economy in China. You know it's bad. Here in the United States, bad. If you live here around the world, bad. So this is setting up, in my opinion, for expanded war, possibly, more than likely, a direct conflict with China as well. But I want to hear from you, all right? Tell me what you think about this. Is this, like, really far-fetched? And I'll tell you something else real quick. This is going to give them another excuse to implement this new system, this new tokenized system that I've been talking about as well. They're going to bring down the current system. And they are. They're dismantling it piece by piece. War, global war, would really open up the doorway for them to do this, to implement this new system and blame the war on the collapse of the current system. You understand? It's all a setup, people. I know I'm preaching to the choir here, and I think most of you probably get it. But anyway, like I said, I want to hear from you on these things. Please share this video, people. Get it out there. Those thumbs up, extremely valuable. Please hit that. And if you have not yet, please do subscribe to my free newsletter. Link in the description of this video. All right, I'll see all of you later, 4:05 p.m. Eastern time for the live stream. Let's get this done. All right, I'll see you later.